Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. When life knocks us down, or choosing better again. Well, folks, one way to look at it is the past 18 months of my life have been tough. For over 10 years, I'd been caring for my mom with Alzheimer's, and she was worse and worse. Yep, often exhausting. And as you may know, running is my release. A year ago, I was lifting one end of the china cabinet so my Pammy could slide a rug under it. Lifting a little too hard, it turned out, and I trashed my Achilles tendon. Yep, running disappeared. And 6 months ago, Mom got really worse, started dying, maybe, with all the stressful decisions that maybe brings. Keep her alive as long as possible, or let her go? How much to visit when she begs me to stay longer every time? Yep. And about 8 weeks ago, just back to running, so good to be back outside, slipped on some ice, fell, broke a rib. Excruciating pain for a week, then stabbing and throbbing. Yeah. And after some long weeks and I could run again, the home treadmill broke. And then a week ago, just as the rib was almost better, walking to the car from the gym, didn't I fall again? No new breaks, but the old crack aching anew. Yep. No running again. And since my mother passed, haven't I had some cold or flu or some such that either won't go away or is bringing its brothers and sisters to visit? And hasn't my right hip, even with very little running, developed a chronic ache? Yep. And didn't two good friends just die unexpectedly? So I haven't been sleeping well. Like this morning, a 5 o'clock pee became a 2 hours early wake up. After 20 minutes, hoping, going back to sleep, and then noticing my unpleasant mulling, I remembered I can choose what I think about. Choose to mull the painful with shoulders hunched, face crunched, or choose relaxing over tense, gratitude over complaint. Accepting the sad and painful, then exploring expansive possibility of what I can do. Yep, it is true that in tough times we have to do this over and over and over, but also true that we can choose to aim our mind, noting good, doing better. And I am. Yep, I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.